Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Even if you haven't read the book, you've probably heard of it, or seen one of the dozen or so movie versions. I'm talking about The Last of the Mohicans, that 1826 classic by James Fenimore Cooper. It's about American Indians and invasive white folks, mostly the latter, in upstate New York during the French and Indian War. The plot's a mess, the writing's a slog, but the message is powerful. One of the book's few Mohicans sums it up at the end. The pale faces are masters of the earth, and the time of the red men has not yet come. Well, it may be coming. The Census Bureau just released a breakdown of the 2020 U.S. headcount. Turns out the fastest growing ethnic group in the country is American Indians. Since 2010, the number of people who identify as such nearly doubled to 9.7 million. That's still only 3% of the population, way behind blacks and Hispanics. But the idea that Native Americans may be on the rise after centuries of slaughter and dislocation is big news. So why the increase? The Census Bureau won't speculate, but this was the first time people could write in their racial, ethnic, or tribal identity instead of choosing from a brief menu. For that reason, comparisons with 2010 are difficult, but it seems we've been undercounting Native Americans for decades. Maybe more of us are just playing up our Native roots because, oh, all white may sound a little boring or privileged these days. Also, many of the 1,200 tribes people listed on the census this time are Mayan or Aztec, reflecting recent immigration from those other Americas. Anyway, pride in one's native origins seems to be rising. That's nice, certainly for the Mohicans. They were driven out of New York and into the Berkshires by rival tribes in the 17th century, then removed in the 19th to Wisconsin by the federal government. There are only 6,300 of them left, about the same as their Connecticut cousins, the Mohegans. I can't wait for the 2030 census. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.